Voices is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's August 19, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. God, we are learning new things all the time that were never recorded in the Bible. What was the favor that Joseph did for the Roman commander in Egypt that so endeared him to him?
It is a well-known story in the kingdom of God, Allura. For some reason, the Roman soldiers' pay was late, and there was a great deal of unrest among them. Joseph went to the Roman commander and said, "Look, put my treasure in your vault, and take out enough gold to pay your troops. And then when the gold arrives, you can give my treasure back and put the gold in the vault." The Roman commander was overjoyed that Joseph would do him this service and followed his wishes. And when the gold did arrive, it was put in the vault, and Joseph's treasure was still kept there until he desired to leave. The Roman commander thought that was a better place for it. But that is what happened, Allura. A very simple thing, a small kindness. But to this Roman commander, to be shown such kindness by someone that was not of his race was extremely joyful to him. Doing good to people, Allura, is always beneficial. To show the Romans that Joseph so trusted them with his treasure that he knew it would be safely returned to them, honored them. And when you honored the Romans, they returned that honor. They were basically a good people, Allura, like so many others. It was their leaders that were corrupt, not the people themselves. The basic people themselves were good, honest, decent people.
We'll be back after the break.
God here, talking to you through Speaker Gerald Polly. Our good friends Kevin and Bean at KROQ in Los Angeles say their radio station is the world-famous K-Rock. But I'll tell you something else. It's also damn hot in the kingdom of God. Everybody listens to it in my kingdom and enjoys it very much. You should, too. And it's even online, so you can listen anywhere.
We're back. God, as we are making these episodes, the Taliban is threatening to kill some Korean missionaries they have kidnapped in Afghanistan if their people held by the government are not released. Is there any way that this can be justified? Does Muhammad approve?
Absolutely not, Allura. There is no way that this can be justified. These people are making war on the innocent. They can't fight the soldiers. They are cowards. They will not come out and fight openly. So they kidnap innocent people, and they terrorize people, and they come at night and kill helpless people. They are not men, Allura. They are creatures of darkness. They are creatures of filth. They have long ceased to be men. Muhammad condemns them. He condemns them with every bit of power that he has, and he cries to the world, "This is not Islam. This is a violation of every tradition that Islam has. If you do not like what somebody is teaching and you think it is wrong, you put them out of your country, but you do not kill them. You do not kill the innocent. This is the way of God. You exile people if you don't want them in your society, if they do not follow the way of your society. But you do not kill people because they believe differently than you do. This is wrong, Allura. It is absolutely wrong. Perhaps in the case of hate, if somebody is teaching others to hate and kill, you may try this person and justifiably execute them. But not what these people are doing. Not what these people are doing."
I didn't think Muhammad would like that, God.
"As my dear son says, Allura, you always think rightly. You always think rightly."
We'll be back again.